Hello and welcome to episode 113 of Gordon Valentine's podcast. So you told you when you get back into podcast, my second podcast in the same day, I thought, well, I'm on a roll, I'm going to keep doing it, and then I'll catch up a little bit, and then I'll get time to get feedback and if people are actually listening to them or not, and then if they do, I'll keep on boring you with even more podcasts. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about my favourite gay films. Now, obviously, I can only talk about gay films that I've seen. I'm bound to get people saying, if you've not seen such and such, or they're going to say, I don't agree with what you just said about such and such film, these are my own personal opinions, so if you don't like them, just let me know. Now, obviously, if you follow my podcast, my blog, you're going to know my favourite gay film of all time is Beautiful Thing. And I think part of the reason is because I watched it on Channel 4 just about the age I was coming out, so I was about 16, 17, maybe 18 at the time when it came out. And that's back in the day when Channel 4 used to do coming out weekends, so it was basically a whole weekend about how to come out, how to tell your parents, and all the other stuff, and it was really good. And I remember watching it at night, and like watching it really quiet, and every time I heard mum and dad come walking past, like muting the TV, and then subtly putting it up again when they'd gone again. So if you watch the film now, it's aging a little bit, but it's also quite funny. If you watch it, these two people that are in that are now in EastEnders, and even that's quite funny to watch. See, it's starting to sort of age again, but I think purely it's my number one film, because it was like really popular at that sort of time in my life. Now, the next couple of films I'm going to list aren't really in any order. It just happens to be some of the latest gay films I've seen. Now, the first one I have to talk about was Love, Simon, which I'd never heard about until a couple on the internet said, you've got to watch Love, Simon. And I watched it, and I was just like, oh my god. It's basically about a gay person coming out in high school and getting out, and then right at the end, meeting somebody. And it's nice to have a gay film that ends happy. And again, the soundtrack for it is absolutely amazing. I'd listened to the soundtrack before I'd actually seen the film. So when I watched the film, I was like, oh no, these songs sound why they're good. So that's a really good film. And the next film I'd say you've really got to watch, which is God's Own Country. Now, this film I hadn't read much about, so when I watched it, I was thinking, is it going to be a happy film, is it going to be a sad film? And I was prepared at the end to be a letdown and be sad, but actually, at the end, it couldn't have had a better ending. So, if it wasn't that Beautiful Thing as my number one film, if you'd ignore that, I would probably say God's Own Country is actually technically now my new favourite gay film, because it was just, you can imagine it happened as like a farmer falling in love, and the ending was really good. I hope they make another second film, though, because the ending, it was a good ending, but I was like, I want to know what happens, basically. So you need to watch, I don't want to say too much about it, because it'll spoil it for you. What else can I say? Pride. That's another really good gay film. It's really funny, a lot of it's set in true facts, and again, that's really high on my list of films that gay films that you have to watch. Another film was called Milk, which, again, I don't want to say too much about, but again, it's a big part of American history that I knew nothing about, so again, I would highly recommend you watch it. The only downside is right at the end he gets assassinated, but again, it's based on a true story, and of course, since I knew nothing about it when I was watching it, I wasn't expecting that because I just hadn't read about it, and of course, afterwards, I thought, oh, I need to research about that part of gay history. Now, I've got a couple films that I've seen, I just can't make up my mind about them. This is quite a recent one that I literally watched last week, and it's called Call Me By Your Name, which it was really filmed really well, but I just couldn't make up what to think about. It was just the ending of it left me feeling a bit numb and a bit, like, I don't know what to make of it, so I need to watch it again to make up my mind about it. Don't get me wrong, it's a good film, but I just can't fully make up my mind about it. And then he got some other gay films that are good, but I don't know if they're worth mentioning or not. But they got some films, which is, I'm trying to think the name of it. The Way He Looks. Now, this is a really good film. Now, when I got it, I didn't know much about it. I knew it wasn't in English, so you got to like watch and read the subtitles. But again, I think it adds to it. And it's all about basically a blind person falling in love with another man, obviously. So even that, it proves that you can be blind and still be gay. But some people think, how can you be blind and gay? But again, you just know that you're gay. And again, that was a really good film. So if you know the fact it's got subtitles on it, it's a really good film. But I would rate that as probably one of the best non-English gay films that I've seen. I've got another one which is really good, which again has got subtitles. I can't remember the name of it. I'm just looking at my DVD collection. It has Summer Storm, which again is a good one as well. But again, you need to watch that, and I believe it's German with English subtitles. Again, I'd recommend you watch. So, I've got some other gay films, but again, most of them aren't 100% gay. They've got gay subplots, but again, the best thing to do, if you look at my website, and if you go to GordonValentine.com, and then if you click on About Me, and then under that it says LGBT plus films. If you click on that, it lists basically my favourite gay films, not in any order. So again, if you do look at that page, you probably want to comment and tell if these other gay films that you think I need to watch, because lots I haven't seen. There will be lots again that I probably have seen, I've just not listed them on that page. Anyway, that's basically it for this podcast, so I hope you've enjoyed it. And do go to my website, comment, let me know that you subscribe, that you still listen. If you've got any ideas for any other podcasts, do let me know. And I'll speak to you all when I do another podcast. Goodbye.